Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Today, we're talking about the Longo family, and you can see a picture of them on our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. And you go there, you can check out some pictures of the whole family. And our story starts with Mary Jane and Christian Longo, who got married when Mary Jane was 25 and Christian was just 19. They met when they were in the same Jehovah Witness congregation. All of Mary Jane's friends loved Christian and said that he was a dream man. The way he treated Mary Jane was so special, and he was always buying her extravagant things and taking her on fancy trips. He even buys her an engagement ring that costs more than their rent. At this time, Christian starts to develop a serious spending problem. He's maxing out credit cards and getting new ones just to pay those off. He's going from job to job and can't really hold one down. While this is happening, he and Mary Jane start having their three kids, which were all pretty back-to-back. They're all about a year apart. Once they have their three kids, Christian gets a job distributing the New York Times newspaper. He becomes obsessed with the New York Times, and especially with one journalist named Michael Finkel. All his articles involve traveling to these exotic and extravagant places, which was very different from Christian's life, just working and living in the Midwest in Michigan. So he decides to start his own business so he can afford a better lifestyle. It seems like it's going well from the outside. They were living an expensive lifestyle. There's talks that he was buying boats, new flashy cars, jet skis. Basically anything Christian wanted, he would just go out and buy. He was so obsessed with keeping up this wealthy image. But on the inside, the business was actually tanking, and he was committing fraud to afford all of this stuff. He gets caught stealing a van later, which leads him getting caught with all of the fraud and extortion he was doing behind the scenes. He talks and charms his way with the police into just getting a probation. He even charms his wife into staying with him, even after he gets kicked out of their church. Apparently, you can't have a criminal record and be in the Jehovah's Witness.
Sounds accurate.
Christian, at this point, wants to get a new start, so he convinces his wife that they need to move, and even after everything he's done, she says okay and is staying by her husband's side. So the Longos leave Michigan and move to Toledo, Ohio, without telling anyone where they're going, because technically he's not allowed to move because of his probation.
Right.
When they move, they end up living in an empty warehouse and are sleeping on cots. And he is still having to steal and commit fraud to just get the basic living essentials. At this time, Mary Jane's family is concerned because they haven't heard from her in a while and have lost all contact with her. So they decide to file a missing persons report. When this happens, a postcard is mailed to Mary Jane's sister saying that they had moved out west to South Dakota, and she's fine but just too busy to get in contact with her or the rest of her family. Which doesn't really make sense, because how are you too busy to call, but you can find time to buy a postcard, handwrite a message on it, get a stamp, and mail it out. But a simple phone call to your family, you just can't bear to squeeze into your schedule.
Right.
But the police don't see this as suspicious thing.
Right.
So they close the missing persons investigation at this time. And they'll regret doing that, because 1 month later is when they find Mary Jane's body. When we come back, I will tell you what happened to Mary Jane and her three children. So we left off with Mary Jane's family being concerned and worried about her, but the police closed the missing persons investigation, and that was in November. Fast forward to December 19th, and a dead body was found in the body of water in Oregon. A man saw the little four-year-old body, who was later recognized to be Zachary Longo, floating in the water. At this time, the cops didn't know what happened to him. They thought he probably drowned, but wasn't sure if it was from a car crash or if he was just playing and something went wrong. 3 days later, they send down a dive team in the same body of water to try to figure out what happened. And that's when they find three-year-old Sadie Ann Longo dead with the weighted down pillowcase tied to her ankle.
No.
and they realized this was a homicide case. At this time, the rest of the Longo family was missing. So they were looking around town in Oregon to see if anyone had any information on the family, because they still didn't know where Christian, Marianne, or their one-year-old daughter, Madison, are. They conduct a search at these docks, which were right across from the apartment building the family was living at. Underneath the docks, they find a suitcase, and inside the suitcase is the body of one-year-old Madison, packed with some clothes and a weight to weigh down the suitcase, because her body wasn't big enough to weigh it down by itself, which is so chilling to think about.
Goodness.
They found a second suitcase, and the second suitcase had hair stuck between the zipper, and they already knew that when they open it up, they would find the body of 34-year-old Mary Jane. At this point, they have found four dead bodies, all belonging to the Longo family, and Christian is still missing. It's now January, and they still can't find him, so they determined he is the lead suspect in the murders of his wife and three children. The FBI puts him on their top 10 most wanted list, and they put his picture everywhere to try to get information about where he is. They start to track him because he was using credit card information he stole from a customer while he was working at Starbucks. So by seeing where he was making purchases, they could tell he was moving south towards the Mexican border. Christian makes his way down to Cancun, Mexico, and starts to use the identity of Michael Finkel, the New York Times journalist and author that he was obsessed with. Someone in Cancun recognizes Christian's from the FBI's most wanted list and calls it in, but says he's going as Michael Finkel and not Christian Longo. Christian is then arrested and brought back to Oregon. He's now on trial for murdering his family and fleeing the country. While he's on trial, he is still saying that he is innocent and he doesn't know what happened to his family. No one knows still what happened during the days leading up to the bodies being found, but this is what the prosecutors, police, and jurors all suspect. They think that when he got home from his job at Starbucks on December 17th, he had an argument with his wife and got so angry he strangled her and killed her first. Mm. And then he went on to strangle their one-year-old baby, Madison. Mm. The people conducting the autopsy said you could still see the marks on Madison's neck from where Christian strangled her, even after her body spent all that time underwater. He then stuffed both of them into the suitcases and dumped them underneath the dock. He goes back upstairs and puts Zachary and Sadie in the minivan and drops them over the side of a bridge with the weighted down pillowcases tied to their ankles. It is unknown if they were suffocated before he put them in the car or if they died while being dropped off the side of the bridge. They know he was on the bridge because in the early hours of that morning, a man saw him there and pulled over and talked to Christian because he thought he was having car problems. Christian assures him and says that it's fine, it's just his check engine light. So the man drives off. Later, the man that saw Christian said he was as cool as a cucumber and it didn't even seem like anything was wrong with him, which is chilling when you think about how he could act so fine amongst the horrific things he was doing. He then fled the country, and when the police found him, he was in some hut in Mexico smoking weed with the German tourist he had met. While he is on trial, he finally pleads guilty, but for only two of the murders. Mm. He says that on the night of December 16th, he and his wife Mary Jane stay up all night, and he confessed everything to her. All of the lying, the fraud, stealing, and they are in actual financial ruin, and she is absolutely furious. He then goes to work, and he says when he got home from work that night, he saw their youngest daughter, Madison, lying on the bed lifeless because Mary Jane had strangled her. So he gets so mad that he strangles Mary Jane and kills her. After he kills her, he sees that Madison isn't quite dead yet, so he strangles her so she doesn't have to live with what happened.
What?
He says that Mary Jane was the one who killed and dropped the two other kids off the side of the bridge. The jury didn't buy it because he was making no sense when he was telling them the story. He kept changing it and switching it up. And why would you kill your one-year-old after finding out she isn't actually dead? Right. It just did not make any
sense.
Makes
no sense.
Right. So they found him guilty for all four murders. He gets sentenced to death, and he still remains on death row today. If you want more information about this story, because it's a lengthy one, mm-hmm. there's a movie about this case called True Story, and it stars James Franco playing Christian Longo, and Jonah Hill plays Michael Finkel, the reporter he disguised himself as and he was obsessed with, because they actually ended up having a friendship while Christian Longo has been on trial.
Really?
Yes, which is just crazy. It's too long for me to get into today, but go check out that movie. It's called True Story, and that is your Murder Monday today.